Good morning and welcome to today's Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM Double K Country. I'm Thomas English. Thank you for joining us to talk about some things going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center, which we do every other Wednesday morning just after 8 a.m. the ABC News. And as always, joining us today is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC. And Jennifer, good to see you. How are you doing
today? Yeah, good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it and give us a little bit of details on our two guests today.
Yeah, I brought Jason McCormick with me this morning. Serving as our interim CEO, and we're going to provide some NRMC updates, what's been going on. And I also brought Nash Smith with me this morning. He is going to be doing some of our marketing communications going forward.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Thomas. It's great to be here again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, Mr. McCormick, we'll start with you in the campaign to become a hospital district earlier this year. NRMC kind of set out to have some conversations with the community about the hospital. So tell us a little bit about what is some of the good that has come from those conversations that we had that spring.
Well, I believe there was a lot of good that came from the conversations, and I'm very glad that we were able to host a lot of those meetings and engage the community about their feelings, about their expectations. So I think we heard a lot about their frustrations regarding services and care at the hospital. We certainly heard quite a bit about the billing systems and the billing services. We also heard of their expectations, what they want to see, what they want from a healthcare system. We heard about how they want to pay for healthcare, how they don't want to pay for healthcare. We heard that they want to keep healthcare local, that healthcare is very important to living in a community, and that in order to do that, you have to have hospitals and clinics and emergency departments. There was a lot of good that came from it as well. You know, we continue to recruit a variety of physicians, including emergency department physicians, to improve the services in that area and in the specialty departments. The hospital board has met with the city council and had some great conversations with them about their relationship and about the hospital district. And a group of people in the community have formed a somewhat of a research team to look at very independently the future of the hospital and services and facilities and ownership and things of that nature. So we're excited to support that. We continue to improve the billing system. We created a department called ARC, Accounts Receivable Care Call Center. And we also hired some individuals to work with appealing the denials that so frequently come from insurance. As you know, insurance companies make money from denying claims, not from paying them. And we've hired a new marketing person, and we're excited to have Nash Smith join us so that we can improve communications with the community.
And of course, with all of the good, there are some setbacks as well. So what were some of those setbacks?
Well, some setbacks that we have seen since the time the campaign concluded. Number one is our orthopedic surgeon that we'd had at that time has left. It wasn't due to anything dealing with a campaign, things of that nature, just differences that we weren't able to reconcile. And that's had a big impact on patient care, as well as the financial performance of the organization. At the 1st of July, we had the big air handler to the inpatient psychiatric unit went down. And so we had to close the senior side of that unit for a week. And so that was very uncomfortable, and as well as a big impact as well on the financial resources of the organization. It's since been fixed, but we continue to manage the census on that unit through heat waves over the course of the summer. There's just not a good mix between some of the medications you give on an inpatient psych unit and heat. So you got to keep that place cool. There have been some other temporary shutdowns in different areas of the building as well, whether that's due to sewage systems or it's due to just more cooling and things of that nature. Patient volumes are light during the summertime, but we continue to break even financially, just barely, but we're at a break even. We're not experiencing a loss. We've experienced some great success earlier this year. We were able to pay off the loan that BAM gave us during the course of the turnaround, as well as the fees. We've been able to pay down accounts payable. We're down to 25 days in accounts payable, and we have 25 days cash on hand. Not great, but it's much better than the five when we started the turnaround. And so we're doing okay financially through the summer, and I'm looking forward to the fall.
So a busy spring getting through the summer here, and now, as you mentioned, looking to the fall and some things to look forward to.
So we're very excited to welcome Dr. Grantham and his PA, Katie Marsh, to join the organization September 8th and to restart our orthopedic program and move it to a higher level. We're looking at recruiting other orthopedic surgeons as well, and we'll have some additional announcements regarding that. that. We have a Dr. Huebner. People may know her as Dr. Fisher. She grew up around the area, has family in the area, has since married, and she will join us in November, November 2nd. We will be welcoming a locum rheumatologist to reopen that service line here this fall as well. We hope to hear from the state. We submitted an application to become a stroke designated facility, and we hope to hear on the success of that here in the next month or so. We will be installing a fetal heart monitor system that has been paid for by the Patterson Foundation. We'll also be installing some imaging equipment out at NowCare, and some imaging equipment, a new ultrasound, and some equipment in the facility. So trying to make diagnostic services more accessible in our various clinics. And we've been awarded a grant through the Torch Cares program. We're very excited about this. $2.5 million coming from that grant. Our match is about $200,000, and they'll pay about $2.3 million towards that. And that will help us to fix the heating and cooling for our surgical department, for the lab, and the inpatient psychiatric unit. It will help us to address some lighting and some other energy efficiency related items. And there is a part two to that that we'll be doing as well, for a total project of about $4.7 million. And we are applying for more grants through the Torch Cares. We are in the process of preparing a grant application that's due on the 28th.
So a lot to look forward to here in the fall for Nevada Regional Medical Center. Mr. McCormick, thank you for the information. Jennifer, we'll come back to you here with a little bit of an update on Purse Bingo taking place in September.
Yes, one of our big community events, and definitely one of our biggest fundraisers for the foundation, is that Designer Purse Bingo event. It's well loved, sells out quickly. It is on Sunday, September 27th. We do that at the Elks Bingo Hall here in town, and tickets just went on sale this week. So if you have not seen that out on social media and want tickets, you better be giving me a call. They can call me at 417-448-3710, or they can go to our website and search under Foundation and Purse Bingo, and they can buy tickets online there.
And they shouldn't wait.
They should not wait. I think last year we sold out in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, so very quick turnaround time to get those tickets.
So make sure to get in on that and make sure to get your tickets before they sell out.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate all three of you guys being here today, and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back 2 weeks from today with our next edition of NRMC Pride Report again, just after the ABC News at 8 a.m. It'll be right here on 97.5 FM Double K Country. Until then, I'm Thomas English. Thank you for joining us.